Good morning, beloved. Thank you for welcoming me back into your homes for this Thursday morning's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Leviticus chapter 16, verses 20 through 34. Yesterday's reading described the ritual of the high priest sacrificing a bull for his sins and those of his family, and a goat for the sins of the people. Today's reading takes up at that from yesterday, and it describes the ritual that involves sending into the desert a goat that would carry away the sins of the people. The priest was instructed to lay hands on the goat's head while confessing all the sins that the people had committed, thereby transferring the people's sins to the goat. The goat is chosen for Azazel, which means fierce god, and it's associated with the name of a demon that was believed to inhabit the desert. But in this case, the name has been divided into two Hebrew words, Ez, Azel, and which means the goat that goes away, from which the term scapegoat is derived. How interesting. And so let's begin reading in Leviticus chapter 16, verse 20. When Aaron has finished performing the ritual to purify the most holy place, the rest of the tent of the Lord presence and the altar, he shall present to the Lord the live goat chosen for Azazel, and he shall put both of his hands on the goat's head and confess over it all the evils, sins, and rebellions of the people of Israel, and so transfer them to the goat's head. Then the goat is to be driven off into the desert by someone appointed to do it. The goat will carry all their sins away with him into some uninhabited land. Then Aaron shall go into the tent, take off the priestly garments that he had put on before entering the most holy place, and leave them there. He must take a bath in the holy place and put on his own clothes. After that, he shall go out and offer the burnt offering to remove his own sins and those of the people. He shall burn on the altar the fat of the animal for the sin offering. The man who drove the goat into the desert to Azazel must wash his clothing and take a bath before he comes back into the camp. The bull and the goat used for the sin offering, whose blood was brought to the most holy place to take away sin, shall be carried outside the camp and burned. Skin, meat, and intestines all shall be burned, and the one who burns them must wash his clothes and take a bath before he returns to camp. The following regulations are to be observed from all time to come. On the 10th day of the 7th month, the Israelites and the foreigners living among them must fast and must not do any work. On that day, the ritual is to be performed to purify them from all their sins so that they will be ritually clean. That day is to be a very holy day, one on which they fast and do no work at all. These regulations are to be observed for all time to come. The high priest, properly ordained and consecrated to succeed his father, is to perform the ritual of purification. He shall put on the priestly garments and perform the ritual to purify the most holy place, the rest of the tent of the Lord's presence, the altar, the priests, and all the people of the community. These regulations are to be observed for all time to come. This ritual must be performed once a year to purify is the people of Israel from all their sins. So Moses did as the Lord commanded. And today's key verse is Leviticus chapter 13, verse 31, where it says, that day is to be a very holy day, one on which they fast and do no work at all. These regulations are to be observed for all time to come. You know, the Day of Atonement, which we know as Yom Kippur, is the holiest of all the days of the Jewish calendar. According to today's reading, the people are to observe this day by absolutely doing nothing at all. They are not even to eat. It is a day of fasting because this is the day that they present themselves before the Lord, the day that the offering is made that is going to take away their sins, the sins of all of Israel, and make the community, the Jewish community, pure before the Lord. Let's pray. Merciful and loving God, I come before your throne of grace with a repentant heart, and I lay my sins before you. Cleanse me of my sins and restore me to a right relationship with you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our time on this Thursday morning to an end. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be in 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 13, where King David shows kindness to a member of Saul's family. Until then, may all your prayers be answered in a way that brings glory and honor to our Most High God. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.